Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome. This is Retirement Income Solutions. We have another week filled with information about retirement planning, about how to make you more secure with your dollars and your sense in retirement. Income for life, that is the goal, to listen, plan, and thrive. We are with, again, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors and financial coaches at Security First Asset Management. We're serving Middle Georgia, and the offices are conveniently located in Dublin and Macon. Please stop by or make that call to 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. And have your discussion. Or find us online, Security First Asset Management at CompleteThePlan.com. Guys, let's get on with another great show today. And if you are ready, we're going to, first off, before we talk about our opening topic of conventional wisdom in planning retirement, let's get that question answered from Harriet today. Bill, if you're ready, we'll pose it here, okay?
Let's go.
All right, from Harriet, who is in Warner Robins. And Harriet writes, "My aunt died and left me a rental property that I wasn't expecting. I've never been that interested in owning real estate like this, but I don't want to just sell it because she clearly wanted me to have it. What do you think I should do?"
That's wonderful, Harriet. It does take another, you know, a little bit of information and a little study to understand how to manage properly, and it's work. I think you're honoring your aunt, and trying to keep it in the family, so to speak. And I would advise you to make sure that you understand the value of the property and receiving the property as a gift. You obviously have to make decisions down the road. But first and foremost, you probably ought to talk to someone that's had rental property in the past and maybe a good real estate management company that can help you understand the ins and outs, and maybe you might want them to manage it for you so you don't have the headaches yourself. I've owned real estate myself, and I've done it both ways. I've managed it myself, and then I hired someone to manage it. And I found out that when I hired somebody to manage my properties, they did a lot better than me handling them. But they're not bad investments, but you need to understand the ins and outs of it. And congratulations on being a real rental property owner. With that comes a lot of responsibility. Seek counsel and guidance, and you'll be okay. Thanks for giving us a call.
All right. Hopefully that was helpful for you, Harriet. Now on to the fact of the week. And Daniel is prepared with something. Pull it out, buddy.
All right. So this one's an interesting kind of statistical overview of how Americans inherit money. In a survey of households with investment portfolios worth $3 million or more, 10% credited an inheritance, while 52% cited income from a job or business, and 32% credited investments. I found that interesting because kind of the narrative you always hear is the people that have a lot of wealth just kind of inherited it all and didn't work for it. You know, but people have worked for it, and only 10% credited inheritance, so 52% cited income from a job or business. So we got to hand it to people that work hard and save their money, and that's the American dream.
So that's interesting, because conventional wisdom would have been probably just the opposite in percentages. Yeah. And speaking of this, 76% of us do not have this. What do you think it is, guys?
What? A well-defined written financial plan?
Absolutely. Only 24% of us have a written plan. Purpose of our discussion today might be to motivate a few of our listeners to at least have that discussion by calling you guys at 800-987-1443. So talking of conventional wisdom, maybe on some other things, let's discuss a few examples where it might lead you astray. Number one, you can't go wrong with real estate. Well, you just kind of addressed that, didn't you?
I did. And let me just tell personal experience. I got involved in real estate when I was young, in my 30s. accumulated quite a bit of property. It was back in the time when you could buy something today and sell it in 6 months and make a profit and maybe even double it within a year or two. And that's kind of a false sense of security, because something like that, whoops, we're approaching somewhere around a bubble and something's going to pop. And we just went through that a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So real estate's not a bad investment whatsoever. We just need to understand it's cyclical like everything else. As a matter of fact, a lot of property values in this country today are really no better than they were 10 years ago, with the exception of some of the hot markets like Seattle, Portland, and maybe even some of the coast of California. But it's not a long-term growth vehicle that we used to think it was. It is cyclical, and right now I think the average return on real estate is less than the average return on, certainly than the market. And so we just need to understand that you can make a good investment with real estate, especially rental property, if you have the ability to manage it properly and reap the benefits of it. But to solely buy real estate today, unless you buy it at the right location at a significant lower price and flip it or turn it shortly, you're probably not going to make big bucks. You're probably going to do less than you would in securities, although it is diversification away from having equities. It has its own sense of challenges as well.
I think most of us would probably agree with you there, that today you make your money when you buy. That's buying, like you said, at the very right price initially, and then having a location to kind of buffer the opportunity for additional equity. Talking about conventional wisdom here, there's good debt and bad debt, and a mortgage is good debt.
All right, so conventional wisdom would have you to believe that mortgage is good debt. And you know what? At least it's going to be an asset that builds equity. You know, anything without wheels or an engine generally, or a motor, you can put money into it and it'll appreciate in value. But saying that mortgage is good debt can be misleading, because it's still debt. So I hear people say, I don't want to pay off my mortgage because it's saving me on taxes. Most of the time, you know, it depends on how long you've had that mortgage, what percentage of the interest is a write-off, but you're still paying interest, not making interest. So taking on a mortgage, especially if you're close to retirement, just to have one is not good wisdom. It's not necessarily a good idea to do so. It depends on how consistent your cash flow is and your budget. But keep in mind, mortgage is debt, and debt, I think in most cases, should be avoided. I'd rather my clients make interest instead of pay interest.
All right. That would be a good thing. Now, I'm getting ready to retire. I've been working 40 years, maybe even longer, and it was an exhausting career because I didn't even like my job. So retirement is just a chance to relax.
Well, for some people, it really is. For most people, it's not. I don't think the human body was built this to do nothing. It's kind of hard to relax. I guess that's our hunter-gatherer type of instinct that have embedded within us. I think what's important for us to do is identify what we want to do in retirement. What kinds of relaxation are we looking for in retirement? What's gratifying to us, and what are we expecting to do? I think it's really wrong for us not to have an idea of what we want to be involved in, whether it's working for a paycheck or working for charity. We have to have something identified that we can enjoy doing that brings us satisfaction. A lot of times we find people who do retire, when they go home and they don't have a plan or have identified things that they want to be involved in, they miss the friendships. They miss the communication with others, the social aspects of working. And so it's important that we have something that we can kind of rely on, or something we can plan for to be involved. Otherwise, we really aren't happy. It's kind of a miserable life. And what we don't want to see happen is people spend all their time in front of a TV. That's not what retirement's all about. We need to be involved, and whether it's in travel or giving of our time in any way whatsoever. It's good to dream a little bit, have a plan in place, and then try our best to implement a plan that brings us satisfaction, something we work for all of our life and will continue to work for.
And Security First Asset Management provides retirement income solutions if you'll call 800-987-1443. Well, Logic Daniel says that if your investments aren't currently doing well, try something else. But is that wise?
Well, it depends on if your investments are just investments or are they part of a comprehensive financial plan and strategy. As you mentioned before, 76% of people do not have a financial plan written down or strategy, so their investments are likely to be ruled by emotion. If things aren't going good, there's very easy to have a knee-jerk reaction instead of realizing that market cycles, like if you have investments, even if you're well-diversified, markets don't turn on a dime generally. You're going to want to think about things in longer terms. So if you have a financial plan that says, hey, we need a certain percentage in equities for a long-term inflation hedge, having the right asset allocation and keeping that and holding it instead of making changes every year if you're lagging the S&P or whatever it may be, probably not a wise thing to do because market cycles are going to last anywhere from 5 to 10 years. And just because something isn't keeping up with an arbitrary benchmark today doesn't mean you should make a change. If it's part of your strategy, you want to be aware that the markets, they aren't rational and they're run on emotion. You don't want your plan run on emotion. So for those of you listening today that have heard us talking about these conventional wisdom and issues that we have, we're going to offer you the opportunity to come in and sit down with us for us to review your situation, to give you a comprehensive review, and if nothing more, a second opinion on what you're doing. For the next 10 people that call that have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, we're going to put together something for you called the Lifetime Income Blueprint, where we're going to do a comprehensive analysis of where you're at, and if nothing more, give you a second opinion. We want to make sure that you're on the right track to thrive in retirement. We're passionate about making sure our clients have all their bases covered. So if you're concerned about some of the things you've heard about today, maybe you have too much risk in your portfolio, maybe you're confused about your real estate situation, or maybe you're concerned about if you're even ready to retire, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. And we'll sit down with you and review your situation and put you on the path to thriving in retirement. Call us at 1-800-987-1443.
That number again, 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. Listen, plan, and thrive with your written retirement plan. The next 10 callers with $100,000 saved for retirement receive a complimentary lifetime income blueprint and a discussion with Bill and Daniel and Security First Asset Management. Call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You need to build a nest egg that'll be able to support you throughout retirement, yet also provide protection during market setbacks. That's what a plan can do for you at Security First Asset Management. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You're hearing Retirement Income Solutions. Steve with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, and we'll be right back.
Want to do what you love in retirement? Then listen to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
In the middle of Retirement Income Solutions, you are Steve with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. Our number to get more information, to find out about whether or not a plan is right for you and a complimentary lifetime income blueprint is in your future. And the number is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Gentlemen, this is story time. Let's look back to the archives of your memories to tell us about a time when you helped settle a disagreement between spouses related to their retirement plan. I'll bet there are more people that are not on the same coin as are these days.
Oh, boy. That's a toughie, man. We're opening up a can of worms, all right?
Yeah. Hopefully they're not listening. No. You know what? In general, people we meet with, they don't always talk about their finances together until they sit down with us and start looking at all the different issues that they're faced with when it comes to retirement. So there's not necessarily disagreements in the sense that fighting or anything like that. It's just things they've never really thought about. So a couple of examples would be what they're going to spend their money on in retirement. Like, what's the budget going to look like? Are you going to spend more or less than when you were working? That's something that happens. When to retire is a big thing. I'm working with some folks right now. that are considering retiring in the beginning of next year, and one spouse is nervous because it's just a big deal to retire and have less income coming in. The key, I think, to helping them resolve the conflict is to crystallize the problem, help them to be able to see what the challenges are, and do they have the ability and the assets and the wherewithal to move forward and enjoy retirement or not. And the planning process we use helps them see whether or not they're prepared for those issues. And that's really how we settle any kind of disagreement, is the forecasts and the information we use, they don't lie. As long as we have the right information in, we'll be able to see if they're on track and ready to retire or not. And that's probably one of the best services that we offer people, is the knowledge to know that they're ready to retire.
I know some couples who are good partners and who understand each other's strengths and weaknesses and play different roles in their lives together. So one spouse may not be up on all the financial opportunities that are available there. And that's why having a discussion with you guys and giving that understanding of what happens if something happens to him or something happens to her is a good starting point for that discussion.
It absolutely is. I just wanted to add one other point to that. It's a lot of times we see both spouses are working, saving money, maybe one or both have pensions, and the disagreement, I wouldn't say it's a disagreement, I think it's a concern on each other's part, is whose money do we spend first? And where do we start spending the money? Because, you know, even though they're married, they both have their own assets. Mm-hmm. It's not like 15, 20 years ago, people retiring basically with one breadwinner with the assets and the pension. Mm-hmm. Now we have a household of assets and pensions, probably in some cases, and who spends whose money first.
To that point, so, it was mentioned to me just the other day. My wife said, "So, how much is in your 401k?" And I went, "Does that really matter?" So I'm asking you, does it really matter?
Well, it does matter, because, you know, there's ownership there and there's joint ownership, and you know, it's money needs to be understood, and we're going to try to plan in the most tax efficient way, but they do want to know who's spending their money first. So we're not necessarily say you're spending first, we're going to try to design a plan where we're equally spending or whatever's in their best interest. But
that, and their ages, you know, which one's going to have to take required minimum distributions from IRAs first. Trying to have a tax strategy. Taxes play a lot into the sequence of spending for couples as well.
Yeah, so we don't want them to leave there at each other. We want them to understand that there is a way to do it that may be better than others, and let's try to identify what that is.
That's right.
Some good thoughts and some good answers.
Yeah, so from time to time we help people clarify the issues for husband and wife, but in general, people leave more on the same page than when they came in, when we work through the lifetime income blueprint. If this is something that's on your mind, if you're listening to us today and you think it'd be a good idea to get on the same page with your spouse and your finances, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. And let us help you figure out and work through your retirement planning issues as a couple.
That number again, 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. Put your heads together and do it together and be more secure and feel better together in retirement. 800-987-1443, the number. That's 800-987-1443. Thank you, gentlemen, for sharing those stories with us on Storytime.
Visit our website for details on the services we provide, education videos, our Great Learning Center, and to find out about upcoming events. It's all on CompleteThePlan.com. That's CompleteThePlan.com.
Thank you for staying with us on Retirement Income Solutions, where we listen, plan, and thrive in retirement by having something written down that we can follow along with, we can adjust to, we can be flexible with as times and the world changes around us. Call your local wealth advisors and financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Another question from the mailbag to kick us off this segment, and for you, Daniel, it is from Jeff in Macon. I want to retire in 5 years when I turn 55. Is that a bad idea?
Well, Jeff, you know, your age certainly is a factor in when you can retire. Part of the problem is we just don't have enough information to fully answer that question. Now, if you're a government employee, if you get a pension, if you know, we know plenty of folks that retire from the base at age 55 and get the ability to take Social Security bridge up to age 62, and there's ways to withdraw money from IRAs without having to pay all the taxes if you do it properly. But the real question is, do you have enough money to adjust for inflation and health care costs, considering your longevity? People are living 30 years in retirement. Just retiring at 55 without a financial plan, without an income plan, I think is a very aggressive move. Best thing for you to do is to put it all together and forecast it out and make sure you're on track. Your age is really not a huge factor if you have the ability to take income from other places. We want to think about that. Think about your spouse's age as well if you're married. But it's not necessarily a bad idea. Not enough information to fully recommend anything right now. That's something you should come in for and let us do a retirement income review for you.
And to do that, you just call 800-987-1443. Jeff, I hope that helps, and you'll get more information soon from Bill and Daniel in person and face-to-face. This is the time of year where we get ready for a back-to-school. You may be there now, maybe coming up next week or two, but families are trying to crunch in some family time before that all happens and everybody gets separated again for at least a semester, and you're going on a road trip, and we like to do that, but you have to prepare, right? If you're on a road trip, guys, don't you have a checklist of items that you want to be sure you haven't forgotten? And that would be something that we could transfer in thinking about retirement planning, too. Some of those exact same items need to be addressed in preparing. Let's look at some of them and what should appear on your road trip checklist and your retirement planning checklist. So, Bill and Daniel, I'll leave it up to you. This one is to decide where you're going. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You really can't plan for a trip if you don't know where you're going to go. So, yeah, you need to know where you're going. It's one of the things we like to have folks sit down and think about is they need to have a dreamcast. They want to think about what they want to be doing, where they want to go in retirement. So, yeah, you need to have a plan in place for that. Just saying you want to be retired isn't really identifying your destination or even have a plan in place. That's a hope strategy. You hope you can retire. We don't want to do that. What are you going to do with your time? Where do you want to travel to? Where do you want to live? Some people end up moving, going elsewhere. I just had friends that did that. Most of their children live in a different state. They didn't really want to leave this area. He told me so, but he wanted to be with his children. So that's a change. And how much income will you need to really fund all those things you want to do? So that's all part of a plan. It's just like you're sitting down planning a trip to Mexico by car or whatever. You've got stops along the way. You got to plan for your meals, your lodging, your gasoline and maintenance and things of that nature with your car. It's certainly important to do the same with retirement.
Sure.
You need to have a plan in place.
Sure, you can decide you're going on a road trip. You could even decide it's going to be to Mexico, but there's probably a dozen different ways to get there. So determining your route seems to me to be pretty important.
Determining the route is extremely important. And again, it's something that many people forget to do before they retire. A lot of people have saved for retirement, put money in their 401ks, gotten the match, had a financial plan for retirement, but not necessarily once they get to retirement. Knowing where the income is going to come from is so important. Having a retirement income plan cannot be stressed enough. So determining how much income you're going to need, where that income's going to come from, when do you take Social Security, how do you take the pension, do you take a survivor benefit? The route that you go down all depends on these small details that are extremely significant and important to you in retirement, and most people just haven't worked through them. But we believe in having that done, and we use the Lifetime Income Blueprint. We think it's important to work with a retirement income planner as a coach to make sure that you stay on the correct route through retirement. Just because you make it to retirement doesn't mean you're going to make it through retirement, and we'd encourage you to work with someone that's going to coach you through that process.
A good navigator,
that's right.
Yeah,
not a backseat driver. Got to have a navigator.
Someone that knows the route.
Well, Bill and Daniel specialize in working, too, with federal employees and can provide a complimentary federal employee benefits analysis. And remember, they are retirement income certified professionals and National Social Security advisors. To call them at 800-987-1443, we'll get you started in having that discussion about the road trip you're on to retirement. Another factor is what you research and deciding what you're going to listen to in either research or advice from other folks.
Well, this is critical because typically, you know, if I'm going to fly somewhere on a trip, I'm going to put myself a playlist together, something I can listen to, or a book or something I can listen to learn something or just to entertain me. You know, we need to decide who we're going to listen to in retirement when it comes to retirement issues. Are we going to listen to the radio or read, not just listen to us on the radio, but some of these other talking heads that probably aren't advisors that give advice all the time?
That's true, not licensed.
Not licensed. And, you know, what are you going to read? What are you going to search on the internet? What kind of stuff? You know, sometimes we can just get information overload. What are we going to listen to? Are we going to listen to a financial advisor? Are we going to pay attention to our CPA and our tax attorney, if we're using one for estate planning? Hopefully we're not going to go get our aunts and uncles and cousins and brothers and friends to give us advice about things that are critically important to us and our out and the outcome for our retirement. So note ahead of time what professionals are you going to choose to work with to get the kind of advice you feel like you need to help you navigate this trip through retirement.
And don't forget, you can always go to Facebook. However, there's your Facebook, and then there is Retirement Income Solutions Facebook. I'd steer you that direction for true and good, truthful resources. Here's something that we can close out with in talking about your retirement plan or talking about your road trip. I really like to put it on cruise control myself.
Yeah, cruise control for me is something I don't think I can live without. I remember 15 years ago having a vehicle that didn't have cruise control. You know, driving 5 or 6 hours without a cruise control will wear you out. But when it comes time to having income in retirement, you obviously want to have a comprehensive plan, have your income set, making sure that you're taking the right income from the right places at the right time to maximize benefit and minimize taxes. And so part of that can be put on cruise control. You know, you're going to want to have consistent income coming from the same sources. However, life is going to happen. You're going to have to make course corrections. Every once in a while, there's going to be a detour you do not expect, and you're going to want to be able to get back on track. And so obviously you can't just keep cruise control on from age 65 to 90 or however long your retirement is. You're going to have to make course corrections. And that's why it's so important to know when to do that. Part of our process is having frequent reviews with our clients to make sure that they stay on track. And when life happens, when things do get them off course, we can make gentle course corrections instead of having to jerk the wheel or anything like that. We want it nice and smooth for them as much as possible.
Well, you know, cruise control in life has saved me money because I would have more speeding tickets than I probably would ever want. But in planning and retirement planning, it is saving me money because I'm able to adjust and be flexible.
You're absolutely right. You know, we've talked about road trips for the last few minutes, all about planning and the components that go into it. It reminds me of a story about Goldilocks. You know, she was off on an adventure herself and came to a crossroads and where there were two forks in the road, and she didn't know which fork to go down. And then she got help from the Chaucer cat. Is that how you pronounce that? What's the cat that she got help from? Listeners out there. Anyway, some cat came to her rescue and had a conversation with her. So she was kind of somewhat distraught. Asked her where she was going and which road did you want to take? And she says she didn't know which road to take. And he told her, well, look, you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter which road you take. Well, that's kind of the way it is what we've been talking about today. If you don't really know where you're going to go in retirement, really, it doesn't matter what road you take. We're advocates of knowing where you're going. So we've talked about things today that are critical to the planning process. So if you're listening today and you've accumulated at least $100,000 in retirement assets, and you'd like to sit down and get a roadmap put in place, which we call the Lifetime Income Blueprint, if you have, for the next 10 callers, give us a call at 800-987-1443, and we'll give you a complimentary no-cost evaluation of where you are and sit down and talk to you about what your plans and goals are for the future and help you identify those and put a plan in place. So give us a call today at 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443.
Again, that number is 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Remember, a financial coach and a written plan are two of the most important tools to monitoring and making adequate progress toward a secure retirement. So call Security First Asset Management at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. That's a complimentary lifetime income blueprint waiting for the next 10 callers. But put it in writing. You'll take steps to monitor and adjust progress while having more peace of mind in a fiduciary partnership with Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and Security First Asset Management. And because of that step you take today, you'll be less likely to find yourself on the threshold of a date you hope to retire, but woefully unprepared to do so. The number again for Retirement Income Solutions is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Bill, Daniel, Middle Georgia, thanks for another good show today. I'm so happy to spend the time with you guys.
What a pleasure. Good being with you, Steve.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Have a great day.
Don't forget to make that visit to the Dublin and Macon offices, or you can find us online at completetheplan.com. Again, 800-987-1443 is the number to call. Retirement Income Solutions. And for Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, I'm Steve Gramsci. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.